This is Nachyomi, Sefer Shemuel Aleph, chapter 24. David and his men are hiding out in the mountains of En Gedi. Shaul is informed of this, and he arrives at En Gedi in another attempt to apprehend David. Now, Shaul, meanwhile, enters a random cave to use the bathroom. It turns out that this is the very cave where David and his troops are hiding. Shaul does not notice them. He doesn't see them. They're hiding in the back of the cave, and the men of David urge him to take advantage of this opportunity to kill his enemy, this enemy that's been relentlessly seeking his life, making his life miserable. David sneaks up behind Shaul and cuts a piece of his cloak off, which he then brings back and holds onto. But he upbraids the men, he castigates them for even suggesting that he harm Shaul, who is Mashiach Hashem, who is the anointed one of God. When Shaul exits the cave, though, David follows him and calls out to him, addressing him as my master, the king, and my father, and bowing to the ground before him. David gives an impassioned speech to Shaul, chiding him for listening to those who claim that David is his enemy and showing him that he had a chance to kill Shaul in the cave, but he refused to lay a hand on Hashem's anointed. David emphasizes that ultimately Hashem will judge between them and avenge the suffering he's endured at Shaul's hand, but that he himself will never attack Shaul. He takes Shaul to task for chasing after such an insignificant target when surely he has more important things to do. Shaul is moved by David's words and answers, "Is that your voice, my son David?" He acknowledges David's righteousness and praises his kindness and his consideration even for someone who's been seeking his life. Shaul blesses David and promises that Hashem will reward him for his noble conduct. He admits that David will one day be king, and he asks for David's assurance that the house of Shaul will not be cut off when he rises to power. David takes an oath to this effect, and he and his men recede to the safe place, to the caves of En Gedi. One question that can be asked on this story is, why, the Tanakh tells us, David feels very bad about cutting the corner of Shaul's cloak. It tells us that as soon as he cuts off the corner of his cloak, he feels guilty about it. Now, in view of the fact that he had the opportunity to kill Shaul and he didn't do that, we would think that anything less than that he should be excused for. Nonetheless, it says that David was upset at himself for having cut the corner of the cloak. I believe we can understand why David was unhappy with himself if we take a closer look at the verses that present his action to us. Immediately after his men encourage him to kill Shaul, the text tells us that David came close to Shaul and cut the corner off of his robe. In the next verse, we hear that David castigates his men, regretted his behavior and castigated his men for the proposal that Shaul be killed. So I would suggest that we can infer from this that David saw the cutting of the cloak of Shaul as a kind of subdued form of aggression against Shaul. In other words, when his men riled him up, when they egged him on to attack Shaul, he didn't do it, but he did cut the cloak of Shaul. In other words, he sublimated his aggression in the cutting of the cloak. He could have conveyed his benign intentions to Shaul without showing him a piece of his cut cloth. That was an added prop that wasn't really necessary. David realized that in allowing himself to commit this trespass, even though it was very small against the king, he was giving expression to his feeling of anger and his resentment towards Shaul, emotions that he needed to keep in check. David's action was a giving in to the pressure from his troops to harm Shaul, even though it was in a very minimal way, and this explains why it's presented in the same verse as they're goading him on, and why it's followed by him castigating them for their suggestion. This chapter provides us with yet another example of David's very principled leadership. Even when he momentarily falters, he immediately realizes that he's very self-aware and self-critical, and therefore able to correct himself. He enshrines the inviolable principle of demonstrating respect for the divinely established office of the anointed king, and he lives by that principle even when it runs counter to his own interests, as in this case, where killing Shaul would certainly have been better for him. Moreover, realizing that Shaul is ruled by his emotions, and specifically by his need for approval and love from others, David attempts to present himself as one who cares for and honors the king, and to suggest that the advisors of Shaul are steering him wrong because they don't really respect him. That this tactic shows that the deep insight of David into his adversaries and his willingness to utilize wisdom, to show humility, to employ strategy in dealing with others. We observe these talents of David for the first time in his confrontation with Goliath, and it is another outstanding quality that he will bring with him to the throne of Israel.